Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here we are. We're at Easter. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We finally get to say it. We've been through Lent. And before that, Epiphany. If you remember, Christmas, right? Christ was born at the darkest time of the year. Right? At the darkest time of the year, at the winter solstice, we celebrated the coming of the light of the world. And then through Epiphany, we saw his glory more and more as the light grew. And then we entered Lent. Lent, when the days are lengthening, right? and the dead of winter is giving way to the life of spring, the dark of winter to the light of spring. And now here we are, spring has sprung. The light of the world is here. He's risen. He's burst from the tomb. And we have life and light in him. Creation is reminding us of Christ's resurrection, pointing our attention to Christ. The morning is doing the same thing. So we got the seasons that we've been kind of following here through the church year since Christmas at least, and before then, I suppose. But even the day. And notice in the gospel reading, the account of Jesus' resurrection, if I can find the page. It was the first day of the week when the sun had risen that they get to the tomb. Just notice that. When the sun had risen, you know, and here's the Son of God risen from the dead. Just another reminder. My in-laws were reminding me of they got to go to Europe fairly recently, and one of the things they noticed was that there was a rooster on every church. I was like, why is there a rooster on every church? Well, because the rooster announces the coming of the dawn, right? The coming of the light. For those of us who are sitting in deep darkness, right? On us, light has shined, and the rooster announces it. Well, dawn is coming. Light is coming, and with it, hope and warmth and life, because Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's going to come back, and there will be eternal day. In Revelation, we hear that there's no need for lamp or sun. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Right? Christ comes bringing light and life eternal. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. So here we are on Easter, where our attention is pointed to the resurrection of Jesus. But not just as an event to remember. Not just as something, I mean, it's a reality-changing event that we are remembering today. But that event, it kind of continues. You know, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He raised a lot of people from the dead, and they died again. Jesus rose from the dead never to die again. Jesus' resurrection, it's a continuous reality from then until now. Jesus is living. When we say Christ is risen, we're saying he's living right now. He is alive. And that matters. Here's our gradual again, which we said at the beginning of the service. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And then we said this. Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under his feet. Christ is living, and he is reigning and ruling. He's at the right hand of the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. We'll hear on Pentecost in 50 days. But Christ is reigning and ruling now, and he promises to come back. In our epistle reading, when Paul talks about Jesus' resurrection, he's talking about it as a continuing reality. He says this, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you. Don't forget. Right? Hold fast to that word I preached to you. And here's the word he preached. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas and the 12, appeared to 500 people, appeared to James and the apostles, lastly appeared to me as one untimely born. It says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. So Paul's summary of what really matters, of what's first importance, is that Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead and appeared to him. Now think about that. Christ appears to Paul after he ascends into heaven. It's not even like you know, Christ, when he appears to the apostles, it's like, well, of course he's going to appear to them. Of course, he just rose from the dead. Okay, but then he spends 40 days with them. He ascends into heaven. And then he appears to the Apostle Paul. Christ's resurrection, it's a continuing reality, and it's of first importance. He is living, and he is guiding his church today. He is feeding you through his word and sacraments today. He is living. He has changed reality in himself, and you are in him. Your reality is changed because by faith, through baptism, through the Lord's Supper, you are in Him, participating in Him, like we've talked about the last few days. Right? We nailed our names to a cross on Good Friday because we are in Him, in His death and resurrection. And in Him, our reality is changed. We, well, our first of all, our sins are forgiven. Right? He died for our sins. So he died and was buried, and our sins are buried in the tomb. They're gone, and he rose from the dead without our sins, let's say. Right? He lives and reigns to eternity and has victory over everything that would seek to harm us, over the sin, death, and the devil, over our own sinful nature. He has victory over all that. He's cleansed humanity in himself, and in him we have a new reality. We have a clean slate. We are part of the new humanity. We are in the new Adam, like we talked about in the early service this morning. So our attention this morning is not just drawn to his resurrection as a one-time event. Our attention is drawn to Jesus Christ, who is living right now and ruling us by faith, guiding us and leading us through his word, forgiving our sins through his word and sacraments. We all pay attention to the frontier. We're looking to Jesus, who lives and reigns now as our King. And sometimes we forget. Here it is, it's Easter. We're paying attention to Christ, who's risen and living. Sometimes I forget. I remember my first grade teacher really well. She was wonderful. One of the things I remember most, though, was when she would leave the classroom. And then we would start to, you know, the class order would start to degenerate into chaos. And then at some point we'd realize that she's standing in the doorway. Just like, you know. Our attention should have been sustained in her apparent absence. Right? Our attention to her and her word, it should have been, I should have remembered, right? I should have been paying attention to her anyway, even though she wasn't right there in the room. And I could tell you lots of other stories from school of, you know, the teacher leaving and then there's the substitute, the poor substitute, you know? That was awful. But, right, my attention should have been sustained. Here, Christ is, I mean, he's not absent. Right, he's present with us. but we forget, don't we? We forget that he is living. And sometimes we live and speak as though he weren't. You know, it's kind of like Peter. We talked about the rooster announcing the dawn. It's like Jesus has risen, and that's victory. That's hope for the future. That's what's right around the corner is the dawn. Here we are in the darkness of whatever struggles we have, physical ailments, chaos in the world, whatever it is, whatever is grabbing our attention and feeling like darkness, whatever would drive us to despair or make us want to just sit and enjoy ourselves for a while or something like that. Right? Here we are with our attention drawn to the wrong places, and Christ's victory, like a rooster, is proclaiming what's just around the corner. Dawn is coming. Like Paul says, you know, you're not children of darkness, you're children of the light. Right? Walk as children of the light. Right? The light is coming. And what we don't want is when that rooster crows, right? When Christ comes back with trumpet sound, we don't want to be denying Jesus with words and actions. We don't want to have fallen asleep in our faith. We want to be awake and ready, paying attention, not just to, you know, the history, the story, or something like that, but paying attention to the living Christ, who even now is at the right hand of the Father, reigning as our King, governing us all together as His people. Let me just dwell on that for a second. What a joy to be together with you this morning to celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead and victory over death and all our enemies. Like, we all together here, paying attention to Him, being filled with His word and gifts. Christ is ruling us. He's ruling us, His body, all of us who are united together as His body, as the expression of Christ, as He lives and reigns in us through His word and sacraments. Christ is living, and He has changed reality for you and for me. He's coming back, and then He's going to restore all things. And then it's not just going to be the promise and the hope of what's around the corner. It's not just going to be listening to the rooster, right? It's not just going to be the proclamation of hope for a future or an inheritance kept in heaven, like Peter says. Right? But it's going to be present reality. In the meantime, there are lots of people that you know who could use that reminder today of Jesus' resurrection and the hope that we have in Him. Reminder of what's around the corner. You know, when you're despairing over something, or when you're thrown into chaos, let's say you become angry or bitter or, you know, anything like that, what you really need is perspective. And a lot of times that comes from outside of you. It's hard to generate your own perspective, right? It's either maybe you remember Scripture, or you remember Christ and His resurrection, or maybe someone else speaks a word to you of comfort and encouragement, points you to the greater perspective. And this is the perspective to remember, that Christ is risen from the dead, that all our enemies are defeated. No matter what's going on in the world, it's going to be okay. Christ has already conquered. He is reigning and ruling, and soon, you know, just around the corner, it's going to be dawn. The dawn is going to rise, the sun's going to rise, and there will be eternal day. Our tears wiped away, suffering ended. And it'll be just joy and peace in Christ. Remind a brother or sister that today. In Jesus' name, amen.